If you're over 50 years old, you might be among the many people told by doctors to get the new shingles vaccine. It's two shots taken within a six-month period. But many people are having trouble finding Shingrix. Pharmacies in Boston and beyond are struggling to keep it in stock. WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports.
Shingles is the viral infection no one wants to get. It's a flare-up of the chickenpox virus that's been laying latent in most of our bodies since childhood. It can cause blistering rashes, severe pain, and possibly nerve damage or blindness. Without the vaccine, one in three Americans gets shingles at some point in their life. The older and sicker you are, the more likely you are to get it. So when Judy Stroll's doctor told her to get the new Shingrix vaccine, she went to her local CVS in Newton, expecting a quick in-and-out procedure, like for a flu shot.
First time I went, and they said, we don't have any. Second time, they said, we don't have any. And then I started calling. But then the word was out. There's no Shingrix. We tried Walgreens. We tried every pharmacy. They're out. I didn't know anyone who got it.
Having watched her aunt almost go blind from shingles, Stroll was determined to get Shingrix. It took her 5 weeks to find a pharmacy with the vaccine in stock.
When they developed this vaccine and then produced it, had no idea that the public would be so anxious to have this.
That's Dr. Richard Dupuy, chief of geriatrics at Tufts Medical Center. He attributes the spike in demand to three things: how well the drug works, advertising, and age.
It's now approved for age 50 and up, whereas the original vaccine was for 60 and up.
The vaccine is made by GlaxoSmithKline. In an emailed statement, a spokesman for the company also says unprecedented demand is causing the shortage. One person worried about the situation is Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. The 52-year-old was hospitalized with shingles over Thanksgiving.
Anyone I've come in contact, they're probably sick of hearing, I'm saying, I don't care how old you are, go get the vaccine. And I've had several people who've gone and tried to do it, and he told me that they were told, it's not available yet, come back in January. There's not, we don't have it.
Okay, so you haven't found it. How much do you really need to worry? Well, if you're young and healthy, your chances of getting shingles are pretty low. About 1 million Americans get sick from it each year. Here's Dr. Richard Dupuy from Tufts Medical.
I think one way to look at it is this. Are we seeing more shingles today than we saw 10 years ago? I don't think so. And so if that's the case, then I don't think we should be panicking about this.
Dupuy says more of the drug is already on the way to the market.
The smartest thing to do is just get yourself on the waiting list. This is not going to last forever. And in several more months, there'll be plenty available.
Shingrix takes about 6 to 9 months to make, and GlaxoSmithKline has been ramping up production since May. Still, the company's not giving a timeline for when supply will meet demand, though the CDC predicts the shortage will continue throughout 2019. Doctors say that if you can't find Shingrix, it might be worth getting the older shingles vaccine, Zostavax. It's less effective, but still offers some protection. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
Support for NPR comes from WBUR and from Fidelity Investments, taking a personalized approach to helping clients grow, preserve, and manage their wealth. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Little Passports, a monthly subscription service for kids. Each package includes games, souvenirs, and activities from a new country designed to spark curiosity and cultures around the globe at littlepassports.com/radio. And the Pajamagram Company, offering 26 matching holiday pajamas for the whole family, including dogs and cats, with Snoopy, Star Wars, and St. Nick themes, in knits, fleece, and flannel. Learn more at pajamagram.com.